Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, grown-ups! We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you. Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This tale, Story Club members, goes out to Carter, a beloved 7-year-old listener of mine who wrote to me at ivy@gokidgo.com to share his interest in werewolves. So, Carter, this howling tale is just for you. Let's embark on a hair-raising adventure, shall we? Today's Ivy's Chilling Tale is called The Curse of Werewolf Hollow. There's a quaint village cocooned deep within the heart of a bustling forest, filled with twittering birds, butterflies, and deer. Ah, but with most places, there is a place within this forest where sunlight and life rarely venture. This is the dark, secretive part of the forest known as Werewolf Hollow. Here, the full moon always seems to cast an eerie glow, bathing the land in an unearthly light. Legend has it that those who venture into Werewolf Hollow never return, leaving their fate forever shrouded in mystery. On a chilly autumn evening, when the air was laden with the scent of damp leaves and the promise of cold winter, two young boys named Jim and Jerry simply couldn't resist the temptation of unraveling the secret of Werewolf Hollow. They were adventurous types, and they had a habit of egging one another on to do more and more daring things. Huh, you know what we should do? We've just gotta find out for ourselves what happened to all those people who disappeared in Werewolf Hollow, Jerry! Jim was adamant. Huh! When you're right, Jim, Jerry agreed. It's not like anyone else we know is gonna be brave enough. So, being fully agreed, Jim and Jerry set out to explore the forbidden hollow that had claimed so many before them. As Jim and Jerry walked deeper and deeper into the moonlit forest, their footsteps muffled by the thick layer of leaves on the ground, they stumbled upon an ancient playground. It was a strange sight to behold, hidden away in the depths of the woods. "How come we've never seen this before, Jerry?" Jim exclaimed excitedly. It was weird. The two boys had grown up around the forest and thought they knew every nook and cranny besides Werewolf Hollow. But here was this incredible old playground nevertheless. Sure, it was all rusted with its once bright colors faded and dulled by the relentless march of time. But hey, it still had swings, a slide, and a seesaw, beckoning them with the whispers of forgotten laughter and play. It's almost like the playground wanted to tire them out. Mesmerized by the mysterious playground, the fearless Jim and Jerry eagerly explored their discovery. The sound of their laughter echoed through the silent forest. But after a while, the boys grew tired of their games and decided to explore the area further. After all, they'd wandered quite deep into the shadowy forest already. Werewolf Hollow just had to be close by. Onwards they walked together, becoming tireder and tireder. The forest became darker and darker the further they walked. "Ugh, Jim, I'm beat. I can barely pick up my feet. We've been walking for such a long time." "I know what you mean. I'm shuffling along here too, Jerry. Ouch!" Jim suddenly stopped as his sneaker hit something. Both boys looked down in amazement. There, lying on the cold, damp ground, was a creature unlike any they'd ever seen before. It appeared to be part human and part wolf, with a thick coat of fur covering its muscular body, pointed ears atop its head, and razor-sharp teeth glinting in the moonlight. They had found a werewolf. Jim and Jerry were terrified, but their fascination overcame their fear momentarily, and they just couldn't tear their eyes away from the creature. Then, as if sensing their presence, the werewolf began to stir from its slumber. Its head slowly raised, and its eyes, burning with an unholy light, locked onto the two boys. A deep, guttural growl rumbled in its throat, sending shivers down their spines. Realizing the danger they were in, Jim and Jerry turned and ran, their hearts pounding as adrenaline coursed through their veins. The werewolf gave chase, its heavy breathing and the sound of its powerful paws pounding the earth growing louder with each passing second. As they fled, Jim stumbled on a gnarled root and fell. Ah! The werewolf closed in on Jim with terrifying speed. Jim let out a blood-curdling scream that would haunt Jerry for the rest of his life. Jerry ran until his legs gave out, and he collapsed at the edge of the village. Breathless and sobbing, he recounted the horrifying tale to anyone who would listen. But they dismissed his story as a boy's wild imagination or a desperate attempt to scare them. Deep down, though, Jerry knew the truth. He'd seen the horror of Werewolf Hollow, and he would never forget it. Well, dear listeners, that was intense. I'm definitely going to avoid places called Werewolf Hollow. That's one hairy situation that is totally avoidable, am I right? I hope you enjoyed this Ivy's Chilling Tale just for you, Carter. Be sure to join me here tomorrow for another Ivy's Chilling Tale. After all, every R.L. Stein Story Club member deserves a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.